Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today we're diving into the fascinating world of profitable online directories, those hidden gems generating serious cash.
Hidden in plain sight, you say? Color me intrigued. I'm always looking for innovative business models. What kind of directories are we talking about, and how profitable are they really?
We're not talking about your run-of-the-mill get-rich-quick schemes. These are directories that evolved into full-fledged communities and brands, some with 8 different revenue streams. Think million-dollar businesses, some even in the 8-figure range. Pretty impressive, right?
8 figures? Now you've got my attention. But starting small, you mentioned a niche within a niche within a niche. What's the first example?
First up, rentafriend.com. Exactly what it sounds like. Rent-a-friend. Maybe not 8 figures, but definitely a fascinating niche. It's been around since 2009, slowly growing, then exploding around 2020. Pandemic-proof, you could say.
Pandemic-proof friend rentals? That's something. How's their business model work?
Simple. $20 month membership to contact the friends. They also have ads, but memberships are the bread and butter. The friends list themselves for free, get paid directly by renters. No marketplace fees, just pure connection.
Interesting. But what about SEO? Surely a website like that needs a strong SEO game.
Surprisingly, their on-page SEO isn't great, but they've mastered the art of backlinks. High-quality links from major publications like The Guardian, Business Insider, Time, the list goes on. It's a testament to how backlinks build authority. They're a recognizable brand now, like Gucci or Prada. They don't need as much on-page optimization.
I see. So high-quality backlinks compensate for weaker on-page SEO in a niche market. Got it. What's the next example?
Next, BoardGameGeek.com. This one is a powerhouse with 8, count them, 8, monetization methods. Ads, sponsored content, affiliate links, merch, donations, a convention, even a marketplace.
A board game convention? That's a whole other level. And donations? People actually donate to a board game website?
They do, and it adds up. This site gets 2.7 million monthly visitors. They've built a serious community, rich with data, user reviews, forums, videos. It's more than a directory. It's a hub.
2.7 million. That's huge. So their success isn't just about listing board games. It's the community, the extra resources, the depth of information, right?
Absolutely. And they're evergreen. Classic games never go out of style, and new versions and collaborations keep the content fresh. They even use their high-ranking keywords to discover new niche opportunities. Pretty smart.
So find a popular directory, see what keywords they aren't ranking well for, and build a niche directory around those. Clever. What's the last example?
Last but not least, AtlasObscura.com, a directory for the unusual, the offbeat, the hidden gems of tourism, 1.1 million monthly visitors, partnerships with Kayak, ads, a book, a podcast, a newsletter. They're killing it.
Wow, 1.1 million. Another big one. So similar to BoardGameGeek, they've expanded beyond the directory itself. It's about building a brand, an experience.
Exactly. And they're making bank. Last I heard, they were on track for $24 million in revenue. Now it's probably even higher. They also solicit donations cleverly disguised as memberships.
So the key takeaway here isn't just build a directory. It's build a community, a brand, an experience, and use SEO as the foundation.
Precisely. SEO for foundational traffic, community building for the long haul. And don't be afraid to get creative with monetization. These examples prove just how far a well-built directory can go. And that's a wrap for today's show. Thanks for tuning into Nutty's Show, folks. Catch you next time.
Goodbye.